We're just going to reflect for a few minutes at the end of our time together on some of the scripture that's already been read out for us this evening. Let me start by asking you a question. I don't want you to answer it, but just to think about it. Have you ever witnessed something incredible that you almost didn't believe it was happening? Have you ever witnessed something so incredible that you had to think twice, is this actually happening? I'll give you an example from my own experience recently. It was quite recent, actually. It was on the, and this is at the risk of upsetting a few people, but I'm sure they'll forgive me afterwards. On the 25th of October, anybody know what was happening that evening? The 25th of October, it was a Friday evening, not that long ago. Something that took place in Southampton. Anybody know? Who said that? Yeah, well, Leicester were playing Southampton at St Mary's, and I was at St Mary's Stadium on that evening. And is anybody else there that evening at all? Hands up, come on. A few Southampton fans at the back there who were also there. I'm a Leicester fan, so I was quite pleased that evening. But anybody who knows football, or even if you don't know football, it's quite unbelievable that would even happen. And as somebody who was there, I was thinking, is this actually happening? Is this for real? It seemed quite unbelievable, completely incredible. We're going to think about something this evening which is utterly incredible, far more incredible than even Leicester beating Southampton 9-0. We're going to think about the event of Christmas, and we're going to think about it as a time of witnessing, something which the shepherds witnessed that was so utterly incredible and so utterly amazing. Something which they witnessed and saw on that hillside in Bethlehem on that first Christmas night all those years ago. Here's another question for you. When was the last time that you received some good news? Can you remember when the last time was that you received some good news? Perhaps it seems to you that good news is quite hard to come by these days, or perhaps it always has been. Perhaps there is simply more bad news in the world than there is good. Bad news, if we're honest, isn't that hard to come by, whether that's personal bad news, national bad news, or global bad news. We're all very, very familiar with bad news. Maybe we simply live in a world where bad news outweighs the good. Well, I want to tell you this evening that ultimately that isn't true. It may sometimes feel that way, but the Christmas event which took place 2,000 plus years ago tells us that however much bad news we may be dealing with, there is some incredible good news that cuts through everything, cuts through it all. In the Bible, and we heard these readings earlier, we read of Luke's report on the events of that very first Christmas. He's much like a news reporter reporting on them and telling us what happened. And in verse 10 of chapter 2, we read of the angels appearing to these shepherds on a hillside, part of the Christmas story, which we're very familiar with. And verse 10 says this, "But the angel said to them," the shepherds, "don't be afraid, because I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." What good news, you might ask? What is the good news that the angels were bringing to those shepherds? What is the news that the shepherds witnessed? Well, I want us just to think about that for a few moments. But let's just rewind a little bit to the very beginning of Luke chapter 2. And Luke describes these unfolding events. He tells us that Joseph and Mary had travelled to Bethlehem. Why? Well, he tells us that too because there was a census, something which we obviously still have today, but it's carried out quite differently. Today we might get a letter in the post, and we have to tell the government who lives in our house so they can count up how many people there are in the country. But in those days, they had to travel back to their hometown. to go back to where they were from. And we've got other historical documents that support that that's what was done at those times. People had to travel back to their hometown so they could be counted. So Joseph and Mary, who were in Nazareth, take this three-day trip, 3 days on foot or maybe on a slow animal, to Bethlehem, Joseph's hometown. And Luke goes on in verse 4 to tell us that Joseph belonged to the line of David, or David's family. And David was a former king of Israel. And not only was he a former king, but it was believed that the Messiah, the rescuer, the chosen one, would come from David's family. So this piece of information that Luke gives us is very relevant. And then Luke goes on to tell us that while they were there in Bethlehem, it came for Mary to give birth to a child. Now we've already heard and we already know that the child in Mary is no ordinary child. But Mary is carrying a very significant child indeed. And Luke's description of the birth, it is amazingly simple, if you read it there. It's incredibly simple and minimalistic. He doesn't mention a stable. We often picture a stable or we see stables on our Christmas cards, but Luke doesn't mention a stable at all. Stable's not even mentioned in the Bible. There's no inn or innkeeper. Sorry if I'm shattering some illusions here this evening, but there was no inn or innkeeper mentioned either. All we're told is that the time came, her firstborn son was born, she wrapped him in cloths, and she placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Now, whether Jesus was born in a stable, which he may have been, or under the open skies, or in a basement of a house where animals were kept, which was quite common in those days, we don't actually know. But what we do know is that Jesus, this baby, had the most humble of entrances into this world. Incredibly humble and lowly entrance into the world. And then we get to these shepherds who are out on a hillside doing their job, looking after their sheep. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we could be forgiven for not knowing a great deal about shepherds. Unless you're from a rural farming background, you probably don't know much about them. And you probably don't know much about first century shepherds either. We can be forgiven for that. We live in the Western, in Western city life. But the shepherds in the first century, what kind of people were they? Well, they were not that well thought of. They were the lowly of society. People were actually quite suspicious of shepherds. They were not trusted. So much so that they couldn't even give testimony in court because people were so suspicious of them. They were not allowed to testify in court. They could not be trusted, or that's how it was perceived, at least, by society. But it's to these shepherds, the lowly of society, the outcasts of society, that God chooses to bring his good news message. And here we have a bit of an insight into the good news that God brings. It wasn't simply for the privileged, it wasn't simply for the religious or the certain sort of person who fitted a certain mold, but it was good news even for these lowly shepherds, these shepherds who had been outcast by their society. And Luke goes on in verse 9 to say that the angel or the messenger of the Lord, he appears to these shepherds on this hillside. Just hold there for a minute and try and picture that scene. Try and put yourself into that scene. You're a shepherd on a hillside. It would have been pitch black. They didn't have any battery-powered torches or any means of light. It would have been dark, very dark. And there they are in the dark on this hillside. And then out of the blue, this messenger of God, this angel appears to them. How would they have felt? How would you feel? They were terrified. Of course they were. They were scared. And that's what the Bible tells us. But the messenger says to the shepherds in verse 10, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because I bring you good news. Good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Don't be afraid. This angel is bringing news, and not just any news, but great news, good news that will cause great joy. And not just great joy for a few people, not just for those who were well thought of, not just for those who were considered well by society, but no, good news for all people, that's all, including even these shepherds who the angel is appearing to. And the good news is this, that the Saviour has been born. This is what the messenger or the angel tells the shepherds. The Saviour has been born. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. What high terms Luke speaks of this baby in. He's called the Messiah, which means the chosen one. But he's also called Lord, a term which actually in the Old Testament is given to God himself. This baby is none other than God himself come to the rescue. God come down to earth to reach out to us, to bring us back to himself, to bring us back into right relationship with himself, which is exactly what the angel goes on to say. They say, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. In other words, God is coming. This is what Christmas is about. God is coming to bring peace. And not just a sort of general airy-fairy kind of peace, not the kind of peace which is so often touted about today as the thing that the world needs, where everybody gets along, which is never going to happen. But rather a peace which only God can bring. And it's a peace between mankind, between men and women, and between God. A peace between God and those whom he has created. That is the awesome news of Christmas, that God has come, born as a baby, but born to grow up, like each and every one of us grow up, become men and women. Well, Jesus was born as a baby, to become a man, and to one day die in our place, to pay the price for my sin, and to pay the price for yours also, to pay the price for our rebellion against God, a holy God, and to bring us back to him, that we might know peace, peace with our Creator God, the one who made us and the one who loves us. How do the shepherds take this news? There they are doing their job on a dark hillside. Next thing, here's this messenger bringing this news. How do they take it? They must have been completely blown away by this news that they're witnessing and hearing. And they say, and I paraphrase verse 15, let's go and check it out. That's basically what they say. Let's go and see. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And so off they go. They go and they leave their sheep, they leave their job, and they head off to Bethlehem to find this thing that the messenger, the angel, has spoken about. And they go and they find it just as the angel described. They find a baby lying in a manger. And these shepherds are filled with faith. They believe what the angel has proclaimed to them, that this baby is no ordinary child, but he is indeed the Messiah, the rescuer, the one who is good news for all people. And what do? Well, Luke 2 verse 17 tells us they go and spread that news. Why wouldn't they? They've just received this incredible good news. I'm sure if you've received some good news, it's almost impossible, isn't it, to keep it inside. You have to tell somebody. It would be impossible just to keep it bottled up. We all want to share good news, and that's exactly what the shepherds do. They go out and they tell people that the rescuer has been born in Bethlehem. You know, the shepherds witness something quite amazing. They witness the birth of a saviour, not just for them, not just for those who were alive at the time, and not just for those who featured in the Christmas event, but a saviour for all people and a saviour for all time. The shepherds, no doubt, were familiar with bad news, perhaps like you too. The shepherds were going about their life and job as per normal when God met them in a powerful way. They were terrified, but were told that this is good news that would cause great joy. A saviour has been born. And with this I finish. Perhaps this Christmas time you feel like you're surrounded by bad news. Perhaps 2019 has not been a great year for you. Perhaps if you're honest, you'd quite like 2019 to end, or a year perhaps that you would choose to forget. Perhaps you're struggling with life or with health, with money, with work, with family, with loneliness. I don't know all of your circumstances, but what we can be sure of, and what the Christmas event reminds us of, is that whatever we may feel, whatever challenges we may face, whatever bad news we might be handling right now, the good news that was announced on a dark hillside in Bethlehem 2,000 plus years ago, that good news cuts through absolutely everything. It trumps absolutely everything. As the hymn writer puts it so well, "Yet in the dark street shines the everlasting light. The hopes and the fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." The fear that the shepherds felt on that dark hillside was dispelled by the glory of God, the good news that he had indeed come to the rescue of humanity, which is me and is you. And of course, we will face many, many challenges, perhaps this Christmas time, perhaps heading into 2020. But we can be sure that God has come, has stepped down to our rescue. And that is good news for all people of all time, and good news in every circumstance. So I hope you have a really great Christmas time. But let's remember that the Lord stepped down to this earth to reach out to us, that we may know peace with him. What good news that he came to our rescue to bring us back to him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the good news that was announced to those shepherds on a dark, dark hillside in Bethlehem 2,000 plus years ago. Good news that a saviour had been born, a saviour for all people of all time, for all who trust in him. And Lord, we know that for many of us, we are very, very familiar with bad news. For many of us, we may feel like we're in the darkness, like the shepherds were on that hillside that night. But we thank you that your good news shines a light into this dark world. The good news that you can indeed rescue us and put us right, make us right with you. Lord, the good news that we can have hope of life now and life eternal. Lord, may this Christmas time be one of great joy and celebration as we remember and reflect and celebrate all that you have done in stepping down to this earth to reach out to us. Lord, through the challenges that we may be facing right now and into 2020, Lord, may we be reminded that you came down, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. In every circumstance and in every need, you are more than enough. And so we give you praise and thanks this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.